So we have Justin Strickel, who's the political director for the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Good day, Justin.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Russ.
So much happening in the world of marijuana law reform. Of course, this big blockbuster news that we got from Senator Cory Gardner's office indicating that President Donald Trump is pro-states' rights for marijuana, will direct the Justice Department to leave us alone, and would support marijuana law reform in Congress. What is normal's reaction to this surprisingly shocking news?
Well, when we first heard it, it reinforced what the president had said on the campaign trail, or mind you, that he uttered on the campaign trail. And he has been absolutely silent since then. So we view it as a positive note. But at the end of the day, Donald Trump's words are only going to be meaningful should Congress put legislation on his desk and give him the opportunity to sign it. So we hope that this is going to be a signal to Republican leadership in Congress that now is the time to move forward on legislation that removes federal enforcement for marijuana policies from the Controlled Substance Act and allow states to move forward, not just the states that have already legalized it. Because we have too many states in this country where lawmakers have told me that they're ready to flip the switch. They're seeing the results coming out of the legal markets. They're seeing the benefits, not just on, you know, as politicians, they see the dollars and cents and they want to be able to spend more money. But they're, you know, where the data that's coming out on the reductions of the disparity between enforcement of white and black communities is astounding. And they want to move that forward. So we want to make sure that in Congress, if and when Senator Gardner actually puts his name on legislation, that legislation is going to adequately address the problems, not just of the cannabis industry and their concern for federal enforcement of prohibition, but to address the collateral consequences that have been felt by millions of citizens through the decades of prohibition.
You know, of course, the notion that it needs to have something get through Congress is very important. And what we're seeing so far is there's a lot of bills that get introduced, but they're kind of running up against the roadblock known as Pete Sessions, the Republican from Amarillo, Texas, who heads up the House the committee there that the bills would have to go through. And he's an ardent prohibitionist. This is a guy that still believes the gateway theory. So do you think that'll be enough pressure to get through guys like Pete Sessions or Jeff Sessions at DOJ?
Well, we got Pete Sessions in the Rules Committee. We got Congressman Bob Goodlatte, who is the Republican from Virginia, who's the chair of the Judiciary Committee. And then we got Republican Chuck Grassley, Senator of Iowa, who's the chairman of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate. And, you know, we need to go through those gatekeepers. Now, what those gatekeepers all have in common is they are pro-prohibition, but they are more often talking about how pro they are to Donald Trump. And should the president decide to take some time to reach out to those members and articulate that this is important and this is something that he wants done, then it is within the realm of possibility that we'll get consideration for legislation. But it's going to take a tremendous amount more of leadership from the Republican Party, and we will welcome that leadership if and when it comes.
How ironic would it be if it weren't former acknowledged pot smokers Bill Clinton, George Bush, and Barack Obama that get this passed, and it turns out to be an admitted teetotaler who's never even touched alcohol, Donald Trump, that would get this passed? Could we stand the irony?
You know, in this day and age and the political climate here in D.C., there is... I don't know if I can be shocked anymore, but you know, at the end of the day, I don't care who's in power in Congress, who's the president who signs the bill. We need to make sure that we stop giving people criminal records and sending them to jail over possession of cannabis, period, full stop. The next piece of that is we need to make sure that we provide relief to those who have suffered under prohibition, period, full stop. And the way that we do that is we need to be talking about providing expungement, providing economic opportunities for those who have felt the full weight of prohibition. And I look forward to the Republican Party joining us in that second piece of the conversation as well.
Well, speaking of the Republican Party getting involved, the other shocking news we heard recently is John Boehner, the former Speaker of the House, getting involved with the board of a cannabis company, Acreage Holdings, and most recently, Gene Simmons from the rock band Kiss, who's always been famously anti-drug, also getting involved in the cannabis business. What do you think of people who are former drug warriors or anti-drug spokespeople jumping on the Green Rush bandwagon?
It would have been wonderful when if Speaker Boehner had made this evolution in thought in his tenure when he had more influence over the law. But at the end of the day, we have two options. We can sit here and we can look back and we can point fingers and we can be mad about past actions, or we can be frank and candid about how we're going to move forward to end the practice of criminalization. And I will take support from wherever it is coming from, as long as our end solutions are similar. We don't want to see the creation of a market that simply rewards the already rich and powerful to reap the economic gains of legalization. So that is not an area where John Boehner and Normal will be working together. But we're absolutely ready to work with him when it comes to focusing on descheduling in the Congress.
Justin Strieckl is the political director for the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Learn more at normal.org. Justin, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me and all you do.